Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Beer with a 104-second Doc News Update. OPP officers are continuing their search for two suspects allegedly involved in a shooting incident yesterday morning on Highway 26 between Wilson's Corners and Clearview Side Road 2728. Huronia West OPP are canvassing the area in an attempt to obtain more information. You may find an OPP notice on your door requesting you call the Huronia West detachment in case there's any possible knowledge that would aid the investigation. Another hero is headed home. The town of Bradford, West Gwillimbury, has arranged two buses to carry residents to the Highway of Heroes this afternoon to salute the body of Sapper Brian Collier as he's transported from Trenton Air Base to the Toronto Coroner's Office. Collier was killed Tuesday by an improvised explosive in Afghanistan. Fallen media mogul Conrad Black's bail hearing was held this afternoon in Chicago. He's been released on $2 million bail and his request to move to Canada denied. The same judge who sentenced him to 6.5 years in jail wants more information about his financial assets before she'll lift any travel restrictions. Black returns to court August 16th. And Tropical Storm Bonnie has hit land south of Miami, Florida. The storm is headed on a track to cross the Gulf of Mexico near the site of the massive BP oil spill by Sunday. In the meantime, cleanup efforts have been stopped to avoid Bonnie's arrival. In sports, Toronto Blue Jays send Sean Markham to the mound when they face the Detroit Tigers tonight. The Argos host the BC Lions tonight at Rogers Centre. And at the Canadian Open, second round, American Brent Dalhousie is atop the leaderboard after 11 holes, shooting 3-under. Canadian Mike Weir with another terrible round through 17 holes at 4-over, most likely not making the cut today. Other top Canadians include Adam Hadwin, tied in 5th through 11 holes at 4-under, and Stephen Ames sits in 21st spot. That's Doc News to 302. The Road Watch and Dockside Weather are next.